The Morning Service. It was the practice of the church, and one that had been handed down from the earliest ages, that the sacrifice of the Mass should not be offered up either yesterday or today. Yesterday, the anniversary of Jesus' death, was exclusively devoted to the remembrance of the mystery of Calvary, and a holy fear kept the church from renewing that sacrifice upon her altars. For the same reason, she abstained today also from its celebration. The burial of Christ is a sequel of his passion, and during these hours when his body lay lifeless in the tomb, it was fitting that the sacrifice, wherein he is offered as the glorious and risen Jesus, should be suspended. Even the Greek Church, which never fasts on the Saturdays of Lent, follows the practice of the Latin Church for this Saturday. She not only fasts, but she even omits the celebration of the Mass of the Presanctified. Such was the discipline of the Latin Church for nearly 1,000 years. But about the 11th century, an important change began to be introduced with regard to the celebration of Mass on Holy Saturday. The Mass, which hitherto had been celebrated during the night preceding Easter Sunday, then began to be anticipated on the Saturday. But it was always considered as the Mass for the hour of our Lord's resurrection, and not as the Mass of Holy Saturday. The relaxations that had been introduced with regard to fasting were the occasion of this change in the liturgy. In the first stages, the faithful watched the whole night in the church, awaiting the hour when our Lord rose triumphant from the tomb. They also assisted at the solemn administration of baptism to the catechumens, which so sublimely expressed the passing from spiritual death to the life of grace. There was no other vigil of the whole year so solemnly observed as this, but it lost a great portion of its interest when the necessity of baptizing adults was removed by Christianity having triumphed wheresoever it had been preached. The Orientals have kept up the ancient tradition to this day, but in the West, dating from the 11th century, the Mass of the Resurrection Hour has been gradually anticipated, until it has been brought even to the morning of Holy Saturday. Durandus of Menda, who wrote his Rational of the Divine Offices towards the close of the 13th century, tells us that in his time, there were very few churches which observed the primitive custom, and even these soon conformed to the general practice of the Latin Church. As a result of this change, there is an apparent contradiction between the mystery of Holy Saturday and the divine service which is celebrated upon it. Christ is still in the tomb, and yet we are celebrating his resurrection. The hours preceding Mass are mournful, and before midday the paschal joy will have filled our hearts. We will conform to the present order of the Holy Liturgy, thus entering into the spirit of the Church, who has thought proper to give her children a foretaste of the joys of Easter. We will give a general view of the solemn service, at which we are going to assist. Afterwards, we will explain each portion as it comes. The great object of the whole of today's service, and the center to which every one of the ceremonies converges, is the baptism of the catechumens. The faithful must keep this incessantly before them, or they will be at a loss how to understand or profit by the liturgy of today. First of all, there is the blessing of the new fire and incense. This is followed by the blessing of the paschal candle. Immediately after this are read the 12 prophecies, which have reference to the mysteries of today's service. As soon as the prophecies are finished, a procession is formed to the baptistry, and the water is blessed. The matter of baptism thus prepared, the catechumens receive the sacrament of regeneration. Confirmation is then administered to them by the bishop. Immediately after this, the Holy Sacrifice is celebrated in honor of our Lord's resurrection, and the neophytes partake of the divine mysteries. Finally, the joyous Vesper office comes in, and brings to a termination the longest and most fatiguing service of the Latin liturgy. In order to assist our readers to enter fully into its spirit, we will go back 1,000 years and imagine ourselves to be celebrating this solemn eve of Easter in one of the ancient cathedrals of Italy, or of our own dear land. At Rome, the station is at St. John Lateran, the mother and mistress of all churches. The sacrament of regeneration is administered in the baptistry of Constantine. The site of these venerable sanctuaries carries us back in thought to the 4th century. There, each year, holy baptism is conferred upon some adult, and a numerous ordination adds its own splendor to the sacred pomp of this day, whose liturgy, as we have just said, is the richest of the whole year.